incredible. All right, guys, we have a couple new people to Your Stories tonight. First up, Nathan Roberts. Yeah.
I have a really loud voice, so I'm not even going to try and mess with the whole microphone thing. All right. So, Heartland. This is a story about love. Well, love and geography. When I hear Heartland, I feel like the first thing that sort of comes to mind to me is this sort of like nebulous, mythological, romanticized region of the country. That, or maybe whoever was that saying that, well, ain't this America song? I don't know, was it Springsteen, John Cougar, Mellencamp? Mellencamp, yeah. One of the two, same person, really.
We'll talk later.
Oh, yeah. You can have some words.
His name is Cougar.
But it also got me thinking about the heartland, that vast emotional and physical geography we can't easily just cast off or push to the side or forget as we, you know, travel on some sort of grand, expansive, nomadic wanderlust. Those who know me pretty well know me as a person who wears my emotions quite literally on my sleeves. I am who I am at every moment, in every interaction. I have heard this described as both equally my most frustrating and most redeeming characteristic. I'm unable to separate the heart from the land. Each failed relationship is tied to a location, usually determined by where I live at the time. The Marnie era is part of the Chicago era, even though she lives in Grand Rapids, Michigan. The age of Sarah number two is in line with the 5 years I spent living in the Ann Arbor Ypsilanti era. Ironically enough, she, Sarah number two, left me for a guy named Bobby who was from Heartland, Michigan. Sarah and Bobby recently broke up after nearly 5 years together. For a few years before she started dating Bobby, Sarah and I used to be really close friends. I'm talking mandatory daily hour-long phone calls, seeing each other every couple of weeks despite real-world problems like college and living an hour away. Like I said, close. But that pretty much ended when they started dating. He didn't really like me. I was jealous of him. And all those excuses and, you know, sacrifices two people make to try and stay in touch with each other, they just seem to float away. Human chemistry is such a fickle thing. We never can tell what effect a person is going to have on our lives before we meet them, what associations they will cause, what little hooks they will plunge into our psyches. A few months back, I briefly dated this girl who we will call V. I had met V in one of my grad school classes, and we shared the common interests of making fun of our fellow classmates, talking on Facebook during class, and chain-smoking before and after class and on breaks. She was Italian, one of those types who wears short shorts, barely like a third of the thigh length, even when it's October, and goes to art school and did fashion for a while, and fucking figure skates. Anyway, you know, those types. I spent 9 months awkwardly trying to date her, and approximately 6 days actually dating her. That's not the point, though. That's not the point. Heartland. Heartland. She contacted me not too long ago to come over to her apartment and kill a cockroach. Sarah texted me the other day and said she wanted to come visit. What amazes me sometimes is how much of a jealous person I really am. And I know it's not a Warden thing in a lot of these situations. I don't control other people's lives as if I should or could, but awareness doesn't always equal practice, at least as much as we all wish it could. I think it is a selfish but true fact that we don't consider a person to exist before we meet them. In an entirely real way, they don't. We recognize that they are an entity which contains thoughts and emotions and feelings and memories before we met them, and will continue to do so after we met them, and irregardless of if we have actually met them. But from that point, we've created our own reality of that person. they are allowed to fill in the details situationally. But I think we are allowed to create that reality, just like we do our location. And I think that jealousy is what happens when a situation goes differently from what we expected, from what we wanted. When the chemicals go off, when the psyche gets those hooks born deep down inside of it. When something, someone disrupts our heartland.
Now we all got shit to think about, and trust me, we will get back to Johnny Cougar later.